Blog Talk Radio.
You got it, Carnithia. Carnithia? Hello? 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 Well, this is Dr. Willie J. Hunter with KESK Radio Station. We believe tonight is going to be a great night because God is going to do something that's going to cause us all to have joy in our hearts. And as I always say, tonight's a night that God will speak to the hearts of those who believe. There will be some of you who are listening, and there will be some of you that won't be listening, but listening. The truth reveals everything. I know this about what God said in His Word. God is still there for us, and it behooves us to come to Him.
Hello? All right, how you doing? Yes, go ahead, talk to me. I'm up. I love you, brother. I love you. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hold on. Let me call you back in 10 minutes, okay? I gotta put this body in use. Hello? You on the line?
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Okay, this is Dr. Hunter. Who am I speaking with?
Zamari.
Amari, how you doing? All right. Praise Hi. God. Hi. Amen.
Hello. Good evening. This is Carnita Smith. This is Carnita Smith. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I just wanted to say this is Carnita Smith from Mission from the Heart Talk Radio, and I am so grateful and thankful for those who have called in. Thank you for calling in. Zamari, can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. It is such a delight to have family and friends calling in and listening in to tonight's show. We are going to have a spectacular time discussing a topic that doesn't get discussed much, but somehow or another, we all are entertainers of this topic tonight. As I said 2 weeks ago, we discussed a topic concerning worry on the 13th of February. Why struggle with worry? And we had an awesome time in the Lord coming to an understanding as to why we should not do that. Tonight is a very tender topic, and we will be discussing gossip versus glory.
No.
I tell you, a lot of us struggle with gossip, and yeah. Gossip can destroy a life in so many ways. And I tell you, it's like a fire that ignites, and it just rekindles, and it destroys one forest, and it continues to destroy all the trees in that forest just because of one gossiper. So we will be discussing tonight, and I just want to say thank you to all of those who are listening tonight, those who have tuned in tonight, and those who have just stumbled into the program tonight. Trust me, you are not here just because or by chance. The Lord wanted you to listen to this program tonight. It is such a good topic, and so many of us need to be looking at the person in the mirror. So if you will, go to your bathroom, go to your vanity, get into your your purse and pull out that mirror and allow it to stare you in the face tonight. Because this is not about the person that you know gossips. This is about you and whether you gossip. And so we need to do a self-check. And we need to look at ourselves in the mirror and determine whether or not I am a gossiper. Now, again, our topic is gossip versus glory. And I want to read this poem from an unknown author, and I thought it was very fitting for our topic tonight. So let me just do some house rules. Those that are calling in and wanting to be live with me, the host, again, I'm Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Ministry. And if you could mute your phones so that we won't hear background noise, and out of respect for those who may be listening tonight, and I know we all like to give glory to the Lord, so if you're not sharing at the moment, just mute your phone, and then in the event that you want to share with me, then unmute your phone, and then I will give you the prompt to go ahead and share. So if you could do that, that would be such a blessing to those who are listening, to those who are live with me. And not again, welcome, 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 and thank you for allowing your ears to be attentive to what God wants you to hear tonight. Now that I've gotten that out of the way, we're just going to move right into our topic. Listen to this poem. Again, it's from an unknown author. My name is Gossip. I am a direct... No respect for justice. I maim without killing. I break hearts and ruin lives. I am cunning and malicious, and I gather strength with age. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. To track me down is impossible. The harder you try, the more exclusive I become. I am nobody's friend. Once I tarnish a reputation, it is never the same. I topple governments and wreck marriages. I ruin careers and cause sleepless nights, heartaches, and indigestion. I make innocent people cry in their pillows. I make headlines and headaches. Even my name hisses. I am called Gossip. Now, that's his name, Gossip. And I just thought that was pretty good to introduce our topic tonight. And the name is Gossip. And I like what the unknown author said. I ruin careers. I cause sleepless nights. I topple governments. I even wreck marriages. I cause headaches and indigestion. I even make innocent people cry in their pillows. I make headlines and heartache. And I even have a name that hisses like a snake. And the name is called Gossip. I thought that was pretty good for the intro of this topic tonight, Gossip versus Glory. Now, for those out there who are listening, have your hearts ready. Have the mirror in your face. Look square in that mirror, and you will only see yourself in that mirror. And again, I bring this message to you tonight because this is an area that all of us struggle with. And I wanted to bring out these points. So for those who want to be a part of the discussion tonight, please feel free to talk with me, mute your phone, but call in and hit option number one to be live with the host. so that we can minister to those out there who may struggle in this area of gossip. And we will talk about how to turn gossip into glory. And that is what we need to do. Now, this is what we will be talking about tonight. Listen to this. We will be talking, of course, addressing gossip and how to turn that negative conversation or situation into a positive conversation. And that's where we get gossip versus glory. What is the meaning of the word? How to recognize when you hear gossip? How do you recognize it's even gossip? How to know whether or not you are gossiping? Did I just fall into a conversation and get sucked in? Now I'm gossiping. It ignites like a fire. And then we'll talk about what the Bible says about gossip. And then we'll even let you know there is a cure. There is a cure for this struggle called gossip. And we will address these points, what the meaning of the word is. And I think most of us out there know what gossip means. But just to get a real clear understanding, we will address that. And then how to recognize gossip when I hear it, when we hear it, how to know whether or not you are gossiping. Do you want to be a part of that? Do you want a reputation of that? And what the Bible says about gossip. So many of us don't understand that the Bible does address gossip. And what is the cure for this situation, for this gossip disease? And that's what I'm going to call it. So now, let's look at some things before we get into conversation with others who may be calling in. Don't hesitate to call, and don't hesitate to allow the Holy Spirit to use you tonight to help somebody else out in this area that you may have struggled with somewhere down the road prior to you coming to salvation. You just could not stop being a part of it or being drawn into gossip. It somehow satisfied you. You liked the thrill of that. And you may have even destroyed some lives being a gossiper. But there are others out there that are listening tonight that do not need to have this shackle around their heart. It is a destroyer of marriages, of careers, relationships. So let's look at what this word gossip means. Gossip means this. It's spreading idle talk or rumor, especially about the personal and private affairs of other people. It most often is useless and spiteful tales, almost always told behind the back of the person about whom you are gossiping. So we know it's spreading idle talk and rumors about someone, about personal or private affairs concerning that person. It's most often useless and spiteful talk or tales, almost always told behind the person's back about whom you are gossiping about. Now, allow that to just kind of set in your mind, ponder, think about it, and just reflect back on you. Again, keep your mirrors held up so that you can look at yourself and not the person that's on the job, not the person that's in the home, not the neighbor that's next door or down the street, not the girlfriend or your homeboy or that person that you just spend some quality time with, but just look at yourself. That's what the Bible teaches us, to look at ourselves. Now that we've understood the meaning, idle talk, worthless talk, rumors about people's personal or private affairs, it's useless, it doesn't build anybody up, it tears everybody down. And most of the time it's done behind people's backs. Many magazines in today's time, in the newsstands, that's all those magazines are sitting there at the checkout counter. That's all they talk about is gossip. They're called gossip magazines, keeping us current on the buzz about Hollywood. We always see that stuff on TV, Entertainment Tonight. All of that is gossiping about stars. Who's with who? Who divorced who? How am I going to get back at who? No wonder gossip is a big seller. Because somehow or another, we like to hear about that. And then once we've heard about who did what to who last night with who, then we'll go and tell those somewhere else. So understand that gossip is not something that the Lord wants us to entertain in. Now, do I have anybody on the line who may want to share a particular situation, not poking fingers at anybody, but always looking at themselves? Is there, and this is the time now that you can unmute your phone and talk with me tonight about gossip.
Yeah.
And use that on how God delivered you from that, that it would help others turn that negative into a positive, and we know that positive is what we need to be doing to glorify God. So don't hesitate. This is the time to do that, to go ahead and share with me tonight. And if you're out there, go ahead and speak to me. You're on the air. Okay, so if since there's no one willing to right now, we'll just keep on move along with our topic. Okay, we've looked at the meaning of the word gossip. We understand what it does. It tears down. Now, it's a part of Satan's territory. He uses gossip for distraction. He uses gossip to tear down people's lives. He uses gossip to bring division in relationships. He uses gossip to hinder us from growing and coming to Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. He uses this as a destroyer. Satan uses gossip. It's one of his weapons. Now, let's recognize gossip when we hear it. Listen to this. Gossip is one of the most dangerous sins because it is so subtle. Many people can't even recognize it. So identify gossip when you hear it. This is what we need to understand. This is what we need to come to an understanding is it's so subtle. And it's hard to even recognize it when we're hearing it. Now, how do we recognize gossip? Now, remember, it's very subtle. You've got to take the concerned when you hear secret information being circulated. Now, we know what that's about. Listen to this, and I'm going to role play. And again, if you want to share a particular situation that God delivered you out of, please don't hesitate to call in and talk with me live and let me know you're on the air, and I'll give you a moment to share a testimony or a verse in Scripture that will help build somebody up, free them from gossip. be concerned when you hear secret information being circulated. If you hear anyone else's name is used in a conversation connected with information, gossip exists whenever people talk about others. Now, here we go. Girl, let me tell you what I heard this young lady talking about last night. She said this. Now, when she said, girl, let me tell you what I heard about this young lady last night. That was when they approach you ready to talk about someone. That clues you in. Gossip is coming. Gossip has come to you and it has addressed you in the face. Now, recognizing that it's gossip, the intro to the conversation, let me tell you about this person. Gossip. Here's another one. Gossip often masquerades as concern for others. Listen to this. They say to you, I'm very troubled about so-and-so, and I don't know who else to talk to about it. In reality, gossips are only interested in talking about people's problems, not solving them. Again, gossip often masquerades as concern for others. You know how it goes. I hate to say anything about this to you, but I'm concerned about so-and-so. I hate to say this about you or so-and-so, but I'm concerned. We hear this, or I hear this in the office, and so that ignites gossip. And it masquerades itself by saying, I'm concerned. First of all, you got to check the messenger and check the validity of the person bringing the message. Most of the times, they have a gossipy spirit about themselves. So they're anxious to want to draw someone in to that type of conversation. Again, be concerned when you hear secret information being circulated. Gossip often masquerades as concern for others. Sometimes a gossiper will seek you out as their confidant, someone to unload on about their heavy heart for another person. So now you've become their garbage can, if you will. They seek you out, and they come unloading on you about someone else. That's gossip. That is a form of gossip. And we know that in church, gossip is often passed along as a prayer request. And this is how it's played. So-and-so and so-and-so did this. Girl, pray for him. Or boy, pray for her. You know they're not right. We hear this in church so often. Or, I know I shouldn't have done that. Pray for me. And then it ignites into gossip when we get home after church. Or even in the stall, in the women's bathroom or the men's bathroom, wherever it may be. It even happens in the Sunday school classes. And God is not pleased with that.
Amen.
Gossip happens everywhere. Do I have anybody on the line that wants to share a moment or a verse that would turn that gossip into glory, a negative into a positive?
Hello?
Yes, listener, you're on the air. This is? Who is this?
This is Mari.
Okay. Marcia, go ahead. And Deborah, I heard you, and I will, after Marcia's, after, I'm sorry, Zamari's done, then Deborah, you can state your claim. Go right ahead, Zamari. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Oh, thank you. This, the gossip is, like you talked about. I was working in a, well, at my job, there's been several times, but, like, when that person unloads that gossip, it makes you feel so weighed down and almost, like, I don't know, it's really a disposal of garbage being let into your life that you carry on some type of way through something else.
Hello?
And I just put on my desk, this is a no-gossip zone. And that repelled a whole lot of people from even talking to me, and then I was cast out as being non-social. But the Bible says, do not kill. And a way to assassinate or kill somebody, we have to be very mindful when we talk, even myself, like if it leads into gossip or if it's something else that can be taken out of context or the person who I'm speaking with. Because, you know, how they play telephone, by the time this message gets around, you know, it's not even the same as it would have originated. So that was just my thoughts.
Amen. Well, and you hit some very important points, and thank you for calling and sharing, because you did say it makes you feel weighed down when you have been unloaded on. So, and then you went as far as putting a sign on your desk that said, no gossip zone. And then you became, you said that you were treated as non-social. Am I right, Damari?
Yes, I put my phone back on mute.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's what I was. It got used against me for trying to stay out of that busybodiness.
So Zamari had been treated in a way that she did not like the way it felt, because she was approached, she was unloaded on. Just as it says, you don't want to become the garbage can of someone who struggles or who enjoys gossiping, because there are those of us that enjoy gossiping, and that just is becomes uncomfortable for those that they approach. And the Bible, we will look at how to know whether or not you are gossiping, and what the Bible talks about that and the cure for that. But here is a prime example of how a person was unloaded on, and I like that, unloaded, that word, dumped. It was the information was dumped on them, on Zamari, and then she had to let them know that I am not that type of person, so please don't approach me with that. And there's ways of letting people know that I am not an entertainer of gossip. So, and it does kill. That does destroy the person. So thank you for sharing, Zamari. Okay, Deborah, go right ahead. Deborah, are you there? You're on the air. Okay. Well, we'll come back. Is there anyone else that may want to share a moment or a verse that will help those that are listening tonight understand how this is a deadly disease, gossip, and then that they know that there is a cure for this disease, gossip? Is there anyone else? Okay. Well, now, thank you again, Zamari. And I want to look at how we are to recognize gossip.
Hello?
I'm sorry, not recognize. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, I wanted to share a poem that's about gossip.
And this is who?
This is Charlotte.
Good evening, Charlotte, and thank you for being calling in tonight. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
This is from a lesson that I learned in my ladies' Bible class, Heart to Heart, Ministry for Women. It was written in with a lesson. It's called My Name is Gossip. I am a direct descendant of the Father of Lies. Can you hear?
Yes, go right ahead.
I have no respect for justice. I maim without killing. I break hearts and ruin lives. I am cunning and malicious, and I gather strength with age. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. To track me down is impossible. The harder you try, the more elusive I become. I am nobody's friend. Once I tarnish a reputation, it's never the same. I topple governments and wreck marriages. I ruin careers and cause sleepless nights, heartaches, and indigestion. I make innocent headlines and headaches. Even my name hisses. I am called gossip. It says author unknown.
Yes. And that does explain very, very detailed in how it destroys the life of a person.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Thank you for sharing, Charlotte. Is there anything else that you want to share or have to say?
No, that's. I just wanted to have that poem, to read that
thank
poem.
You.
Thought it
yes,
was.
Thank you.
I thought it would be helpful.
And it was. It really was. And again, I am called gossip. Who else is on the line? Who else is on the air? Please go right ahead and speak up.
I can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
Okay.
What I was
looking at was Matthew 10 and 20.
Who is this?
10 and 28, I'm sorry.
And
it explains about the immortality that the word, about the word killing the soul, what kills the soul. And it was speaking about the gossiping. It says this, immorality is immunity for death. Clearly man did not.
Go right
can
ahead.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I'm saying is that gossiping kills the soul.
Yeah.
And one thing we don't want to do ever is to gossip. I remember in the days when I was coming up and I didn't know about the Bible the way I do now. And I would go with my girlfriends and say, girl, did you see so-and-so and so-and-so? Did you see how she was dressed? Instead of going in and asking her, could you give her something and we should accept it, you're talking about them because the holes are in the dress. Are the holes are in the stocking? Are there holes in the shoes? And, you know, gossiping just goes on and on. It doesn't do anything but feeds the soul the wrong message. And so I'm just saying that we should be really fearful of speaking unkind things, immoral things about people, about doing things, about other folks and situations. And Timothy, it speaks of I'm going to say Hebrew. But the fall did not kill the body. To assure this, man was shut off from the tree of life. And so it is appointed unto men once to die. Because men, why do we have to talk? We just talk, say things that it really deteriorates the soul. Because the soul is connected to your heart, and what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. And I'm just saying, we should be very, very careful in how we talk about things or what we say. Because it not only downgrades, low rate someone else, but it also kills your soul.
Amen.
Amen.
And you are so right, Deborah. This is Deborah, right?
Right.
Okay. Yes, you are so right, Deborah. It does kill the soul. It's a destroyer. And that is what Satan wants. He wants to wipe out the light, the children of light. And I like what it says. Now, what were the verses that you mentioned, or the scripture that you mentioned? You said
I read Hebrews 9:27, and
okay.
I was also talking about Matthew 10:28.
Okay.
Which fear not them will kill the body.
Okay.
That they are not able to kill the soul.
All right. Listen to this. Listen to with what it says. Now, again, a gossip versus glory. Now, we can talk all night about gossip because all of us have fell victim to that, or we were an initiator of it. So gossip could go on for years about discussing what it does, how it's done, how it feels, and what we know we shouldn't be doing, but it appeals to the flesh. And that is something that the flesh wants to continue doing. But now that we've talked about the meaning of gossip, how we hear and recognize gossip, now you've got the mirror in your hand and you've got to determine whether or not you are a gossiper. And when you heard it and you're trying to determine whether or not I'm a gossiper, let me give you a couple of questions on whether you know you're a gossiper or not. This is what you should do and ask yourself these questions. And I'm going to go to the scripture in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. But listen to this. How do you know whether you're a gossiper? This is what we need to be asking ourselves while we're looking at ourselves in the mirror. How certain am I that the facts are correct? Get the facts right before you open your mouth. Was the information given in confidence? Learn how to respect confidentiality instead of telling everybody's business across the street or in the family. Learn how to be a person that respects confidentiality. Have I checked the facts with the people involved? Or are you just flying by the seat of your pants? You grabbed a little piece of nugget and you ran with it and didn't even have all the facts. You're just running wild with a piece of information. And that puts in worry and everything else that will destroy the body. Am I telling the story to help build up others in Christ? Well, now that's very important. What am I doing? Am I trying to keep them down, or am I trying to build them up? Am I trying to show them Christ, or am I trying to show them the hellishness that's in me? What am I trying to do? And could I share this information with the Lord Jesus? Would he even be happy to hear about it? So we've got to do a self-check evaluation on information that we are letting come out of our mouths. But again, listen to what it says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 and 14.
and this is coming out of the New King James translation. Listen to this. It says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. The city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father in heaven. Now, when I first came on the program, I said the topic was gossip versus glory. Take a negative and turn it into a positive. The self-check evaluation said, am I telling this story to help build up others in Jesus Christ, or am I doing it to tear them down? Can I even take this information to the Lord in prayer? Would he even be pleased to even hear about it? Now that, how to know whether or not you are a gossiper. But let's move a little farther. Do I have any questions? Do I have anybody that may want to share whether or not they seem to think that they are a gossiper? We can stop, drop, and pray right now. There's somebody out there struggling with this right now. Deborah, if you could, if you're still on the line, Deborah, could you offer up a prayer? Let's just stop right now and pray for that brother or that sister who's struggling with this disease called gossip. Deborah, are you still on the air?
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Father God in heaven, we come to you first of all, God, to say thank you. Thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your holy word, O God. I pray, O God, that we would repent and turn from our wicked ways and acknowledge you in everything that we do, O God. Gossip is not of you, Lord God. It is of the enemy. And so, Father, I ask that you give us a positive word to deposit into someone else's life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, Ephesians 4:29, that it may benefit those who listen. So we've got to be salt of the earth, that we would build up and benefit those who are listening. Build them up and not tear down. Ephesians 4:29. Write that down and saturate yourself on that for those who struggle with gossip. Thank you, Deborah, for praying for those who may be really fighting with that spirit of negativity concerning gossip. Now, let's look at what the Bible says again about gossip. Now, we looked at Ephesians 4:29. We looked at Matthew 5:13-14. And now we will look at Romans 1:32. This is what it says. Gossip is a sin. Just as Deborah said earlier, she indicated, not Deborah, I'm sorry, but it was Damari. She said that it's like murder. It kills.
gossip is as sinful as murder and will suffer the same consequences unless there is repentance. And Deborah prayed for all of us tonight to repent, to turn from our wicked ways. That is a wicked way. Romans 1:32 says that. Gossip is as sinful as murder. God holds us accountable for our words, according to Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37. He holds us accountable for what comes out of the mouth. That little bitty tongue. And I confess that I did not have a good evening last night. And I had to say I was sorry, because I know my words did not build up. So I have to do a self-check as well. A person who gossips to you about others also gossips to others about you. So if they're coming to you to gossip, you can rest assured they're going to gossip about you when they walk away. So if they're coming to you to gossip, turn them away. Turn them away, because they will gossip about you. Gossip and slander disqualify you for spiritual leadership. So if you wanted to be a leader in God's kingdom, preaching, teaching, evangelizing, missionary, administration, prayer, you cannot possess a spirit of gossip. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and 11 talks about that. So does James chapter 3, verse 2. This is something that is not one of the qualifications to become a spiritual leader. Gossip Amen. Is not one of them. Mm. And now, this is what the Bible says. Now, this is not what, with what Carnita is saying. This is the Word of God. So, again, Romans 1:32 talks about it's as sinful as murder.
Mm-hmm.
And Matthew chapter 12, 36 and 37 talks about how God is going to hold us accountable for what comes out of our mouth. You can rest assured of that. And then 1 Timothy 3 and 11, James chapter 3, verse 2, talks about how gossip and slander disqualifies you for spiritual leadership. And now we've got to understand what to do about gossip. Now, we looked at the meaning of gossip. It spreads idle talk and rumors. We looked at how to recognize gossip. We heard a couple of the ladies share a poem and a personal experience on her job concerning how she recognized gossip and how she handled that, how it made her feel weighed down. It did not make her feel comfortable. And then she even got shunned because she did not want to entertain in that. And then we looked at how to know whether or not you are a gossiper. We had to look at certain facts. Are you getting the facts correct? Was the information given in confidence to you? Did you check the facts with the persons involved? And am I telling this story to help build up the person in Christ Jesus, or am I just trying to keep them down? And we looked at Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Come on now. This should not be going on in our lives. And then we looked at what the Bible says about gossip. It's just as bad as murder. Just as bad. God holds us accountable for what comes out the mouth. And then we talked about there is a cure. There is a cure for gossip. And this is a cure for gossip. I hope you're ready. Because this is the cure for gossip. First, just as we said, come to grips with the fact that you have a spirit of gossip. Do not be in denial. Do not be into denial. Proverbs 6, 17 and 19 says that a lying tongue, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brothers, that is sin. A lying tongue, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. That is Satan's work in you if you struggle with gossip. Set yourself free from that. And this is the cure on how to do it. Confess it as sin. Do not deny the fact. Confess it. Confront it. Confess gossip as sin and repent of that. So, realize that the source of gossip is Satan. He is the source of that. He's the father of lies. He brings discord. He tears down relationships. But the solution is confess. And don't listen to it. Do not listen to it. Gently and tactfully as possible, tell them what they have to say. Tell them what you are you going to talk to me? Are you going to gossip? Are you going to tell me something that's going to tear somebody down? Separate yourself from that. Avoid hanging out with people who gossip. Proverbs 20:19 says, whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with a simple babbler. Don't associate yourself. So if you are a gossiper, you're not going to have many friends. So you've got to realize, do you want to live a life of gossiping, or do you want to live a life that glorifies God? Do I have any comments or questions or a share or an additional verse at this time? Please, speak up, because we're coming up on the last 5-10 minutes of our program, and I just wanted to give time for that so that we could pray and go into our words that inspire. So is there anyone on the line, on the air tonight, that wants to share and help some brother or sister listening tonight to free themselves from this spirit of gossip?
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead. And this is
Amari.
Thank you again, Amari.
There was one verse that stuck out to me, too, with the cure, and it says, do not worry about the speck in your brother's eye. Worry about the plank in your own. We have enough issues with ourselves to keep us quite busy without being concerned with somebody else's life. and in the negative way of slandering them, because really, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're constantly getting attacked by the devil. So if you don't have nothing in your life to keep you occupied, that means that you're probably not helping the right team.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And yes, when you're looking at other people's problems and you're taking their problems, their issues, or with what they have spoke to you in confidence, and you tell somebody else, and you tell somebody else, and then it gets totally distorted, and it eventually comes back to the person that started it, ignited it, and it's just not right. And you cannot be used by God when you continue to entertain a spirit of gossip. When you look at the splinter in somebody's eye and you've got a long plank in yours, then there's a problem with that picture concerning yourself. So I just wanted to bring this topic out tonight to show us how gossip is a destroyer, and God wants us to be a light, a salt of the earth. He wants us to be a light of the world, a city that sits on a hill, shining bright. This is what brings glory to God. Gossip does not glorify God in any way, shape, or form. But when you glorify Him, you speak life into a person. You speak life concerning scriptures. And when you live a life that is holy and set apart, then you become the light of the world. Is there any more comments? Is there any more shares that someone may be listening tonight that may need to hear your testimony or hear a verse that may encourage them, that may draw them into the Lord and want to repent and be set free of this? Anyone else on the line that wants to share with the host tonight?
Amen. To God be the glory. This is Prophetess Shonda.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you for calling Shonda, Sister Shonda. So go right ahead. You're on the air.
Amen. One thing, we have to be mindful, you know, because our words carry weight. And, you know, it used to be an old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, we know what the Word of God says. Words do hurt you because you can kill someone with your words. So we have to be mindful, you know, what we say, because whether we say something good or whether we say something bad, it goes out and it takes root, and it sets out to do exactly what the purpose was intent for. So we have to truly be mindful in what we say, and the Word of God tells us to build the body, to edify the body, you know, not to tear one another down. And that's what we need to do. We need to learn how to learn how to walk in more humility. You know, even when someone do, you find something offensive or someone do offend you, you know what? You can just brush it off of your shoulders because you already know what the Word of God says. But that also gives you a chance to say, well, let me pray for my brother. Let me pray for my sister because something is disturbing them today. You know, and that's how we need to start looking at life and looking at what God has set purpose for each and every one of us to do. So I just bless the Lord for the word, bless the word for tonight. You know, because sitting around and gossiping, it does exactly what it's purpose to do, to kill.
Mm.
And the Word of God told us to be woe of the man that not only can kill the man, but can kill the spirit. Words can kill the man and kill the spirit. You know, so we have to be mindful.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking forward for your topic tonight.
Amen. And thank you so much for sharing that those words of encouragement, those words of power to help those who are listening tonight understand that it does kill. And we're all guilty of this at some degree of our lives or at some walk in our lives, that we are all guilty of gossiping. But now is the time. Now is the time. Today is the day to repent. Today is the day to fall on your knees and ask God to forgive you of that. I had to do that. And we are to do that. We are to stop, drop, and pray right now. And we will do this and pray for those right now. So, Shonda, if you could pray pray a prayer, if you would, for those that are listening who are struggling for that. I know I had Deborah to pray, and I'm just being led to offer up more prayers for those that just may not even know how to pray a prayer of repentance. And we will just walk with them tonight and pray with them as they pray with you and listen. And set your heart and mind in tune for God to receive this prayer as a blessing for you, that you would turn from that and that we could walk together as children of light. Go right ahead, Shonda. Shonda, are you there?
No, I have on hold. I want to say to you, I'm going to extend the time to 1 hour because you got so many people online want to hear one word. So I'm going to start calling numbers up. I'm going to increase it to 1 hour.
Praise the Lord.
Time. Amen. There's so many people online. There's so many people online.
Praise the Lord.
I'm gonna call their numbers off, and they can speak to you.
Praise
all right?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God be the glory.
All right.
So, Shonda, are you on the air? Okay. Well, is
Amen.
There anyone?
I'm muted. I'm unmuted
right
now. God be the glory.
Right, go right
Amen.
Ahead and pray for those who are struggling. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. We just offer praise. We offer thanksgiving to you now, Father God. You told us to enter in your courts with praise and your gates with thanksgiving. So we just lift your holy name up, Father. We thank you, Father God, for meeting us on this line tonight, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing in each and every one of our lives, God. But God, you said in your word, blessed is the man that sitteth not in the seat or the scoffer or the ungodly, Father God. So, God, we just thank you right now, Father God, that you will help us with our shortcomings, Father God. We repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, you said in your word, if we ask you, you would teach us, Father God. So, God, we ask you to teach us, Father God, not to be gospelers, Father God, but teach us, Father God, to speak your word, Father God, to do your word, Father God. You called us children of the light, Father God, and you told us, Father God, to go out into the world, Father God. So, Father God, let us be those children of the light that you have called us to be, Father God. Father God, you said in your word, to be ye perfect, for therefore our Father in heaven is perfect, Father God. And, God, only way we can become perfected is through your word, Father God. So, Father, continue to endow with your power and your Holy Ghost, Father God, that we may walk upright and pleasing in your eyesight, Father God. And we thank you for doing it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. So
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, sister, for praying that prayer for those who are listening on the line, for those who are on the internet. Do not let this day go by without you repenting and just crying out to the Lord, asking him for forgiveness for the ways that you have acted or may have said or just found yourself submerged in the spirit of gossip. So today is the day. Today is the day that you become saved, become a child of light, become salt of the earth, that God will use you to do a magnificent thing in someone's life. This is so important. Do not let this day go by that you have not repented of this issue. It is not a good thing. So as we continue with this program, and I just thank God for you calling in. I thank God for you listening on the line tonight. I thank God for those who are on the internet airwaves there that are just listened in to the program tonight. I'm telling you, the Lord wants us to hear this tonight.
All
he
right.
does not want you to go away in dis- amazed or confused about this issue. We've stated and prayed, and we've called it what it is. It is sin.
641.
It is sin.
1641.
Is there anyone else on the air, please unmute your phone, and we will welcome your questions, your prayers, your testimony. As how did God set you free from this?
You have
and
a call.
How did 641. He turn that negative into a light to glory? Please come on in.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. We thank God for your message tonight, because that word surely needs to go out, because there have been a lot of busybodies. And like you said, we all are guilty of it and have to come to repentance because of the fact that we were ignorant then. We didn't know. And we kept on. But when we start coming into the knowledge of the good news, we start transforming our minds and praying to God for that in our life. So, yeah, we're all busy about it. Now we want to get busy telling the good news of Jesus Christ. And we just give God the glory for that, because it's so important that people know the truth. Now, you don't have to do the way you used to in the past, going around being busy about it, saying things that you shouldn't say. So we should get busy now. And the more we increase in Christ, the more knowledgeable we become. So, yeah, that message is so great for all of us and for those who are listening, because people need to know that we shouldn't live that way. We don't have to live that way. And busybodies never accomplish anything, but they do make a lot of enemies. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And you are, in your name.
This is Dr. McClennan. I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you so much for those words of encouragement, for those words that pack power, because that's just real talk. Thank you so much, Doctor, for sharing with what so many of us out here need to hear, that, yes, busybodies never accomplish anything other than death to someone. And we need to have transformed minds, and just as she said. The mind needs to be transformed, not to be conformed to the world's way.
7:23.
Continue to die with gossip. Is there anyone else there that would like to share a word of glory to help someone come out of darkness and into the light?
7:23.
Don't hesitate. Allow someone to be blessed by the words that you have for them to be built up. This is a time to build up those out there who have been entertaining or who have been a victim of gossip.
8379.
Children of light. So don't let this day to be an impact in someone's life by sharing your testimony. This is a time to give a verse to someone who needs to hear a word from God.
8379.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
I do apologize for tuning in so late, but I am excited about what I did hear. And busybody, yes, it has to be dealt with. But for the believer, because what I'm hearing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, what I'm hearing is that it is the Christian that must control their mouth, and that they're the busybodies that you're talking about. I want to turn it around, and I want to say this here. There are so many busybodies that are not believers that are looking at believers and see themselves in the mirror. And so, therefore, they will not submit as they ought to the will of God. And I'm always amazed. I'm not a Facebook fan, but I hear a lot of things. And I'm always amazed at how people, quote unquote, and supposedly Christians as well as non-Christians can expose their whole life out there to the world. Facebook is everywhere. So how can you air your dirty laundry out to everyone? And so to me, this is a prime example of a busybody. If you're angry with your husband and you post something, what message are you sending? If you're angry at your in-laws and you post something, what message are you sending? What you're doing, is that bringing glory to God? And I would have to say the answer to that is no. And if we could find ourselves having quiet time, if we can find ourselves reading God's word, studying God's word, witnessing to people, then we don't have time for this social network. We don't have time because that is a prime example of busybody. People that don't have anything to do and people that are not on the move for God, they sit around and they post different things that they should not post. And so dealing with that, we'll have to go to James that said the tongue is a small member but difficult to control, because we will say something in a split second, and yes, we will have to repent. But if we're conscious and God-minded and doing God things, then we won't have to always repent because of our mouth. We need to learn how to be still, be quiet, and know that he is God and have that relationship with him. If you have a relationship with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, you can't be a busybody. Because you, like I heard it said, we're not to put our religion up under a candle and cover it up. We are to be living epistles so that our life will shine, so that people will see us and want to know, what is this glow? What is this glory? This glory is Jesus Christ. And you have to be careful. I heard James Cleveland say you got to watch what you say and what you do when you come out the choir stand. We as believers need to take a stand today and be that living epistle. We can't be a busybody and a false witness, because somebody is looking. Somebody is watching you. And so to all of those out there, I would just say, stay in the word. Stay with God. You can't go wrong, and you won't say the things that you should not say. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And you are, your name?
I'm Dr. Lipscomb.
Dr. Lipscomb, I appreciate you calling and sharing these positive points concerning how we are to stay as children of light, especially those who are Christ followers. And we fall prey to that very thing of gossip. And at times we could be the world's worst. And we are supposed to be setting examples for those who are in the world and of the world. And when we can get our house in order, then, oh my word, how bright will this diamond shine to those that are watching. And she put it very plainly. We should not be busybodies. We. Now, when I say we, I'm talking about Christ followers. Now, if you call yourself a believer in Christ Jesus, then you need to continue to look at yourself in the mirror and drop to your knees and ask God to purify you, to purge you, to clean you with hyssop, and walk with him in holiness, in righteousness. And those who want to become believers in Christ Jesus, you're tired of living in a world that labels you as a gossip and other things under the sun.
Amen.
Stop right now, drop to your knees, and we will pray with you a prayer of salvation right now. This is the time, this is the day that the Lord has made for you to become one of his children. Is it going to be easy? No, but it's worth it. So, yes, thank you so much for encouraging us with those powerful points and how to submit to God's will. Stopping dropping and extending an arm for salvation, asking Jesus to come into your heart, that is submitting to his call.
95:18.
Exposing the whole world to a light is with what we are to do. We're called to be light. Any others out there who want to share a word from God that will impact a life out there that is listening on the internet that may not want to talk with the host, with me tonight? Again, I'm Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart. This is what this ministry program is doing. We're missionaries. We're missioning from the heart through the airways tonight. So please allow the Lord to teach you. The lines are open. So you are on the air to share. So go right ahead.
95:18.
Dr. Hunter is calling out the last four digits of your phone. He can see that you're on the line. And he's just giving you an opportunity to share. But if not, that's okay. We thank you for being a listener. This is a blessing to those that are out there that are hearing this word. And being a hearer of the word is just as good as being a doer of the word. Just
Amen.
Don't sit dormant.
Yes.
Do something. She
can
said,
I share a verse?
And this
Go
is
ahead.
Who?
I
Who
want to share
this?
A verse.
Who is on the line tonight?
Charlotte. This is Charlotte.
Okay. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
I want to share a verse. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. That's what Exodus 20:16 says. Exodus 20:16.
Amen.
It says you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And that's very important. You don't want to go around, like you said, go around telling, you know, well, my neighbor did this and she did that and she, you know, she went out with so-and-so and they did this and they did that. That's not your business. You need to keep, you know, like you said, you know, if you hear something that your neighbor has done and it doesn't sound right to you, well, you need to pray for that person. Say, Lord, help that person. Help that person to realize that what they're doing is not right. And help them to repent. Help that person. Help Sandra to repent of her sin, of gossiping. Help her not to talk about her neighbors like that. Now, telling her neighbors, you know, like you said, dirty laundry. They shouldn't be doing that. You know, it shouldn't be, like you say, busybodies. They should be saying, you know, well, Sandra's a good person. She's a nice person, you know, and I like her. She's a sweet person. Instead of saying bad things about her, praise her. And say good things about her. Don't say bad things about her. Don't gossip about her. Say, well, she's a good person. I like her. She's my friend. I enjoy visiting with her. I enjoy talking with her. Instead of saying bad things about her, praise her.
Amen.
And God will be pleased. God will be pleased with that.
Amen. And that is so true, Charlotte. Thank you for sharing. That is a very, very good point in Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. Don't allow God's words to just go in one ear and out the other. As
right.
we share on the phone, as we share out there tonight, as you're listening, please don't allow the word of God to just pass you by. You want to be on that train for glory,
right?
And if you waste time, you are not going to be on that train for glory. Today is the day for you to listen to what the Word of God is telling you through the vessels that have shared tonight, that have dispersed the Word of God, proclaimed the Word of God tonight. And
right.
do not let this, do not go to sleep tonight not talking to the Lord. Call on his name. He can deliver
yeah.
you. He is a deliverer. Is there anyone
Amen.
Else out there that wants to share or express words of encouragement that would build somebody up? Tonight is the night to build up a brother or a sister out there that needs to hear
from the Lord.
Hello?
If we ought to gossip about anything, we need to be gossiping about this. Go right ahead. You're
Hello?
On the air. Yes, we hear you.
I want to say, this is Zamari.
Yes.
If we're going to gossip, it should be, just like you took the words out of my mouth about the Lord. Did you hear what Jesus did? Did you hear what Jesus did? If we're going to be gossiping about anything, we need to be gossiping about the gospel. We need to be spreading the good cheer. And if that's not really accepted and you really can't do that, the Bible says nobody can dispute your testimony. So if you're going to gossip, gossip about your testimony. Make whatever's coming out of your mouth, whatever they're going to, you know, spread. Let the thing that's being spread be the Lord and His work and His word. Because even if you are the gossiper, that takes a lot of energy, and it's negative energy, and it makes you, the vessel, feel bad as well. Personal experience talking here. So let the gossip be, did you hear what Jesus did? Did you hear what He did for me?
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Zamari. That was very powerful. Did you hear what Zamari said? She said, if you're going to be a gossiper, gossip about the gospel. Gossip about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who died on that cross for our sins, who was buried and rose again. He was the propitiation of our sin. He paid the debt. He prayed on the cross for us. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He sacrificed His life that we will have eternal life. Those who choose, don't let this day go by wanting to hold on to a gossip of gossip and not hold on to a gossip of gospel. Today is the day.
8640.
Dr. Hunter has called out 8640. So if that happens to be
yes.
your last four numbers, yes, go ahead. And you're on the air if you would like to. Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead, you're on there, go ahead.
Is there anyone who wants to share, who wants to speak life into someone that's listening tonight? Someone's hurting. Someone needs to be delivered from this particular topic that we are talking about, and it's specifically gossip, turning our gossip into glory.
9857.
And we need to hear from you tonight. They need to hear from you tonight. So is there anyone else that would like to speak with the host tonight? Please don't hesitate. If the Holy Spirit is leading you to share for someone out here, this is the time. The lines are open for you to speak a word of life. And if you want us to pray for you, please call in and speak with me, and we will pray for you right now. We don't come to condemn. We don't come to point fingers. We are not doing that for anyone. We want to build you up. We want to pray for you. We want to lead you to Christ. We want your soul to be saved, regardless if you, it does not matter what you've done, what you've said, what you've talked about. Just extend a hand, and we will walk with you. We will pray for you. We will pray with you and lead you to Christ.
Nice.
So if there are any others out there that want to share, please do not hesitate to call. So this is the hour of power, and we want the word of God to go forth, and we want the power of God to just wrap that person up and love on them and draw them into Him. This is the time. And those that are listening, you don't have to, but when the Holy Spirit speaks, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Allow it to make manifest that somebody will be touched.
So many people are listening tonight. Is there anyone else out there?
This is Carl Fred.
Well, Carl Fred is on the line. I just want to know, his program will be starting, and now that I know that he's here, and this brings us to the end of Mission from the Heart, I want to say this. I thank God for all of those who have tuned in tonight and heard this powerful topic, gossip versus glory. And I tell you, we have beat out gossip tonight. We talked about it. We identified it. And now we have the cure, and that is repent, 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 and give God the glory. You have been set free. You no longer belong to the spirit of gossip, and you are a child of God. Those that who have confessed that I want to be set free, extend your hands to Jesus right now. Tonight is the night. And this brings us to the end of the program. We will be discussing lust on our next program, which is March 13th on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. March 13th at 8 o'clock on this program, we will be missioning from the heart concerning lust. What a topic. What a topic. Lust.
Go ahead.
Amen. So, amen. Again, this closes out Mission from the Heart, and we're going to move right on into Child of God Ministry, and the host is Carl Fred Giles, and I want to give him this opportunity to bring about more insight from God and to drop nuggets into your spirit. So those that are listening, please continue to listen tonight. Don't hang up, because there's more to come. Thank you again. This is Carnita Smith signing off with Mission from the Heart Radio. You've got it, Carl Fred. Carl Fred?
Wait a minute. Let me go back and hold on. Let me do this. Let me get his number. What's his number? Give me the last four of his number.
Let's see.
9857?
Yep.
Okay, you're on the line.
All right. Good evening. This is Carl Fred Giles with Child of God Ministries. And I just want to say, first of all, that I'm just happy, very happy, 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 as the Duck Commander people say here in Monroe, Louisiana, to be on the line, to be on the radio, just to be a voice. I sat through the entire heart-to-heart ministry for women, Mission from the Heart with my sister, Carnita Smith, and we're on the radio station of acquired scripture knowledge. Acquired scripture knowledge. And this is the platform that we'll be using, and we're getting ready to launch that website for acquired scripture knowledge as well. And we're going to be doing some miraculous things as well. And I just wanted to touch base on that, because we do have a platform. God gives us this platform, not just our mouths to use, but he also gives us technology. He gives us each other to fellowship and to just share with each other these things that hinder us from having a wonderful relationship with Jesus Christ and our God. And those things are what we just talked about in the first hour, which was gossip. And I'm going to divide up this portion of the hour into two segments. One will be on gossip, and the other will be on malice. Okay? And this goes, we're going to move right on ahead, and we're just going to segue right from the previous show right into what we were talking about, and we're going to bring up some good questions, some good points, and some things from the men's side point of view, because there's a lot of men out there that, you know, say that they don't gossip. But one of me and my sister's favorite scriptures is, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is no one on this planet who is not guilty of gossip, of speaking about someone that is not really growing them. And I believe the they gave a definition of what gossip is. And it's something that, you know, it's just not pleasant to do to anyone, because we do know that it's just a form of negative energy, like I believe I've heard before. You know, it's just negative energy that doesn't do anything for you. So if you're going to, you probably need to get some T-shirts made about this, but if you're going to gossip about the Gospels. And that's what I remember hearing on that. You know, if you're going to gossip about the Gospels, gossip about and testify on Jesus Christ, and then you don't have anything bad to say about anyone, okay? And like my sister just alluded to earlier in the show, gossip is simply just idle talk. It's just rumors. It's just talking about people's personal or private affairs, and it doesn't do anything. You're just, it's just, you know, we can go into actual skits if you want, but it's not needed because we've all done it. Everyone is guilty of doing it, but it's not really gossip if you're informing someone about something that they need to be aware of, you see, or if you're talking to someone about their child that they need to be aware of. You see, you're just making information aware, which is, it won't fall into gossip. But what gossip is just simply, you know, you're just, you ain't got nothing else to talk about, so let's just talk about nothing. That's pretty much what gossip is. Or let's talk about a rumor, something that you don't know if it's true, you see. So I'm glad that we've identified what gossip is, and there's 100 scriptures, and I got 15 here myself, on about that to men and women and children of God who get caught up in just spreading things. And what I wanted to do was, I'm really going to just go ahead and go through the who, what, when, where, and how of gossip. And we're going to drive right into scriptures. We're going to spend a little bit of time on this. And if anybody wants to come and ask a question or dialogue, just chime right in. But at the end, we'll have about 10 minutes for question and answers. Okay? But one of the biggest things that can destroy any church or any ministry or any family or any relationship is gossip. Well, the two most biggest things that destroy relationships is money and communication, okay? Money and communication are the two biggest things that ruin marriages. But gossip is part of that negative communication that, you know, no communication hurts you, but gossip is part of that negative communication. And that simply is a backbiter. They're a busybody. They're a slanderer. They held secret. You know, they're even whispering, or they're just telling tales. Okay, so then, you know, the biblical definition of gossip would be to spread rumors or secrets, speak about someone maliciously behind their back, or repeat something about someone else that have no right to repeat. And that's simple as what it is. It is talking to spread rumors or secrets, speaking about someone maliciously behind their back, or repeating something about someone else that you have no right to repeat. And my wife says that if you aren't part of the problem or the solution, it's gossip. So you want to be part of the problem. You don't want to be part of the problem. You either want to be a part of the solution so you don't get caught up into gossiping. And I know a lot of the brothers out there, we talk about things, but, you know, a lot of our conversation is either going to be about events or activities or sports or fixing cars, something that's, you know, more or less tangible. And they say men don't gossip, but men do. Men, we talk about things, and then, then when we run out of things to talk, that's when they say you almost end up sort of lying, because you don't have nothing else to talk about, so you're either going to say something that's probably not true to either build up yourself or talk about someone else, because they're not in your space, and it's not going to be true to the person that you're talking to. And then they might take that that information that you said back to that person, and then you're going to have a bunch of issues. And that's why God doesn't like gossip. He doesn't like slandering. He doesn't like any of those things that are not of God. And the scripture that I want to come from today is going to be Ephesians. And Ephesians 4, 31 through 32. And it says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. There's a story I like to share with you. There's a story of a woman. Her daughter got murdered, and she did not. She went through the court, seen the guy who killed the woman, her daughter, and she could not forgive the man who killed her. But after she was in further studies with God and with the Word, she had to forgive. Because if she did not forgive the man for killing her daughter, then she is going to get caught up in some of the wrath and the malice and the these things that aren't of God. That's why forgiveness is imperative, no matter who it is or what it is you're going through. Because if God didn't bring you to it, you know, if he brought you to it, he will definitely bring you through it. And I'd like to just point a little bit about a couple more scriptures on gossip and just some things. In James 1:26, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. You see, that's James 1. And then if you look at Romans, all in here, the Bible is just wonderful, full of scriptures. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. Okay? See, God's word stands. God's word will go forth. If you look at Proverbs 20:22, do not say, I will repay evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will deliver you. And we can go on and on, but God's word is sufficient. I mean, his grace is sufficient. His mercy is sufficient. So that we don't need any of this other gossip. And let me just give you a little bit what wrath is. Wrath is extreme anger. Extreme anger. If you break that Ephesians 4 and 31 down, let all bitterness, okay, and wrath, extreme anger, and then anger. And then if you look at what clamor is just loud and confused noise that people are shouting, you know, just making noise, you know, like a classroom full of kids just shouting and everyone's saying something different and we can all sing together but we can't talk together. So that's what clamor is. It's just loud and confused noise. And then if you look at what slander is, slander, the action of or crime of making a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. Slander. And I'm pretty sure this question goes out to everyone on the radio right now. I'm pretty sure that each and every one of us has been a victim of unfair gossip and know the pain it can cause. If there's anyone out who's been a victim of unfair gossip and know the pain, please, you know, just chime in, you know, testify if you like to, because I have plenty of that coming up in my life. And, you know, me and my sister, we were raised in England, and being in different races, you know, we were exposed to different things. And then when we came over to America, we were exposed to another set of different things. So, you know, we didn't let our situation, our environment did not change us. What we did is we changed the environment. You have to be like, you know, if you're going to be a child of God, you got to be like coffee. Coffee is a coffee bean grown on a cocoa plant, a coffee plant, and the coffee, when put in water, the water doesn't change the coffee. The coffee changes the water. And that's what we as children of God do. We need to change our environment around us. Anyone that we come in contact to, we are to be that coffee so that we can change that person. But I have never found gossip to be helpful to the people involved or to the kingdom of God. Never. And then, I literally became a hater of gossip because I've seen how it can destroy so many people. Gossip hurts innocent people who are caught in the middle. It exaggerates the situation, and it keeps the one who did wrong loaded with guilt and frustration and from experiencing the fullness of God's grace. That's gossip. So with that in mind, I'm going to help you understand how to prevent gossip. It's very easy, and it's in God's Word. And there's 7 ways to stop gossip. 7. Okay? Now, in the who is children of God, or even not children of God. The what is simply gossip. And how can we turn this gossip into glory? That's the key. When the time is now. And where, it's everywhere. But now I'm getting to the how. And the how is 7 ways to stop gossip. The first one is don't repeat something you don't know is true firsthand. Okay? Secondhand knowledge is not enough to justify repeating. You only get something wrong and it would only hurt others. So don't repeat something you don't know is true. Secondly, don't repeat unless it's helpful to do so and you have a vested interest in the situation or the people involved and the permission to share. You see, doing so in the name of a prayer request is not a good excuse. Okay? Number 3, don't confess other people's sins. Even if the wrong included you and feel you need to confess, share your story, but not someone else. And number 4, if you must tell, you have passed the test on the first 3 suggestions. Tell only what happened and not your commentary or think this is probably what happened or why you think it happened. And 5, choose to pray for others every time you are tempted to tell their story instead of telling their story. Choose to pray for others. That's why my sister says it well. You got to drop, stop, and pray about everything and worry about nothing. Gossip shouldn't be something that's killing the church because we all know that we can talk all day long. God gives us this deadly tongue that can kill or it can build up. The tongue can either kill, it can destroy, or it can encourage, it can empower, it can build up, it can bring life. And that's what we are here to do right now, is bringing life through our words. God's powerful containers, his gospels, G-O-S-P-I-L-L-S, medicine, his gospels, is what we take every day. I take 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and 2 when I go to bed, 2 scriptures, 2 to the dome, and help me, Lord Jesus, I saturate my mind on God's word. Okay? Number 6, when someone tells you something you don't need to know, don't allow curiosity to be your guide. Follow your heart. Stop the person and tell them, I don't want to know. Remember, if they will spread gospels about others, they will spread it about you. And that's what gossip does. When you gossip about somebody, you're gonna gossip about somebody else, and they're going to gossip about you, and then by the time that thing gets back around, that story is just looking crazy. It's not true. It's inaccurate, and it has changed from the original confession. And then the last, keep the circle of confession limited to the people involved or to no more than needed for accountability purposes. The wider your circle, the more the story is repeated, the more likely things will turn into gossip. So that's how those seven reasons right there are ways to stop gossip. And my question is, here again, is if you've seen or if you've known or if you are one of these individuals that have been injured by the spread of gossip, or you are a victim or have been a victim of gossip, I would love to pray that gossip just be done away with. You have the power over the things that come out of your mouth, and you have the power of choice to know that you can choose not to talk about things that don't bring joy to the Lord. Okay? Idle gossip, you know, they say this in the business community, the business world. Successful people would rather talk about either making money or ideas than talking about people. Great minds talk about ideas or increasing their profits. Small minds talk about people. So if there's anyone out there, because I want to move right into a little bit on wrath, but gossip is key, and it's killing a lot of churches. It's destroying a lot of lives, and it's betraying a lot of people, because gossip is a betrayer of this becoming reality. You see, and the reason why I'm speaking intently and I have a little patience for gossip is because my desire is to see people who live in holy and healthy community together. That's what we're all here to do. That's what Ask Ministries is about. That's what Heart to Heart Ministries is about. That's what Child of God Ministries is about. Our goal, our whole MO, our motivation and our objective is to spread the word of Jesus Christ and to help others understand that they don't have to be a victim. They don't have to be a hostage. They don't have to be in bondage or enslaved or held by Satan to know that you're free of all that. Jesus came and died as the sacrificial lamb to forgive us of all sins of omission and sins of commission, sins of past, sins present, and sins future. You have nothing to worry about. So I'd like to open up the lines here a little bit and just ask anyone if there's anyone out there who's been hindered with gossip or who is gossiping, okay, because those things are not of God, and they're not going to bring glory to yourself and not going to bring glory to anyone else. And I love how my sister put it so eloquently, is that if you're going to talk about people, you know, speak well of them. You know, and that's why when you die and your body is laid prostrate out in front of the pulpit, and that preacher or that minister is eulogizing over your body, what a eulogy is means that to speak well of someone. Okay? Now, the pastor is not going to get in front on that funeral and get up there and start gossiping about the man's life and his family sitting on that front row and his friends are all in the pews. No, he's going to eulogize. He's going to eulogy. You know, he's going to speak well of all the things that this brother did or this sister did in their life, all the good things, because that's all God is going to be focused on anyway. All the negative things and the bad things or the things that weren't of God or evil things that you've done, all the gossiping and the wrath and the malice and the all these things that we do in our natural state, he forgives us for that. And that's why we have to walk in the Spirit. We have to keep those things of spiritual things on our mind all the time. That's why here in Monroe, I listen to 88.7, which is The Cross. It's a Christian radio station, because I don't want my mind to be filled with all the hip-hop and all the, you know, I listen to a little jazz as well, but I try to, you know, I try to just keep anything scriptural or my iPod. I'm listening to scriptures. I recommend everyone who has these smartphones out there, download YouVersion, get you some headphones, and YouVersion will even talk the Bible to you. Okay? That's what technology does. I mean, you can put it, go in your YouVersion settings and just hit talk, and it will read the scriptures to you while you're standing in line in the bank or waiting on your groceries or waiting on your daughter when she's at dance or any of those things. You have to get in God's Word 24/7, all day, every day. That's why he says pray without ceasing. That means pray every day, all day, no matter what. Yes, it's impossible because we have other things in our lives, but he just wants us to be mindful to pray for one another all the time. When you can't figure it out, pray. When you don't know what's going on, pray. When you don't know what's happening in your body and you got pain ravaging through your body, pray. When you don't know where your next money is coming from, your check, or how you're going to get a car or any of that stuff, pray. Because God has already worked it all out. And that's why gossip wouldn't have no place in the New Jerusalem, because ain't no one going to need to talk about nobody, especially in a negative fashion. So, saying that, if there's anyone who would like to come in, chime in, please feel free to open up the lines and just talk to that. If you were a victim of gossip or still going through, because I know I've been a victim in the military, working on these corporate jobs. You know, people are going to hate on you because they don't like your style, they don't like your flavor, they don't like that you're a child of God.
Well, praise the Lord.
You praise the Lord.
So they're going to just talk about you regardless.
I am so glad that I stayed on to continue listening to the broadcast. I have been a victim of gossip. And I mentioned on the earlier program about Facebook. I had an individual that made a statement on Facebook, and I was informed about it, and so I checked it out, and of course I made a statement back, and next thing I know that it led to so much drama that people were threatening to get physical. And I said, oh my goodness, I can't believe that a statement would go that far, that people would want to vent. And so I have learned a lot about Facebook, and I've learned a lot about people throughout that incident. And I find that sometimes the person that is close to you is the one that's stabbing you in the back. And so I isolate myself. This is how I deal with it. I just isolate myself because and I make my circle very small because I need to stay focused and I need to be on the right path and in the right relationship with God so that I can do the work that He's called me to do. And if you're busy repeating things that you should not or giving advice where you should not, then you're out of order. So I do my best not to repeat anything that is said to me, and I do a lot of counseling, and you'd be surprised how a lot of other people do counseling, and they discuss cases with you, inappropriate, unethical. And so I work on that. I'm always perfect, but I'm not. But I do work on it. I do my best not to disclose anything that has been said to me, because talking and gossiping, and it hurts. It hurts tremendously. And I heard them say earlier, we did have the statement, sticks and stones, but that is not true. You can hit me, and I might heal. But if you say something to me that cut me, it's hard for me to forget. And we have this cliche, I'll forgive you, but I won't forget. But if somebody cuts you up with words, it hurts. And it's hard to forgive. And you say it verbally, but in your heart, it's not there.
Amen.
Who was that? Was that the doctor?
Yes, one of them.
Yes. Yes. Well, very good. Well, I'm just going to elaborate a little bit on that, because Facebook and all these social media platforms out there, that's what they are. That's why it's called social. Because anybody and everybody can get on that. And if you put, like you said earlier, if you put your laundry out there, then everybody's going to see your dirty laundry. You know, then you can, and you just got to be comfortable with whatever you put out there, because people, you know, that's why they use that platform, because there's no feeling there. You know, they're not really seeing anyone. And it's real sort of cold. But yet it's effective, because if I put a post in Facebook to my 5,000 friends and then their 5,000 friends see it and their 5,000, everybody in the world is probably going to see that post. Not the world, but you know what I'm saying. That's on my in my friends list, or that like that post. And that's why when you see something negative out there, and you repost to that, and then now they want to go fisticuffs with you and stuff like that. You know, that type of stuff, that's why you have to, yes, I recommend that you tighten your circle, okay, because, you know, as the word says, you got to circumcise some things away from you. And these are family members, some are friends, some are coworkers, some are just people. And that's what the problem is, you know, with our journey, our walk in Christ. It's people. It's people. You're not going to have any other problem. Yeah, you have some, you know, financial, but it's mainly people are the ones that we have to work on every day, even ourselves, every day, so that we can get along. We can be like Rodney King and just get along. And that's why, like I said, you just have to be mindful of surrounding yourself with God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Holy Son. You see, I mean, these three, the Trinity, are not going to fail you. And then you surround yourself about good Christian fellowship who are not into gossip, you know. And if they are, and if they're not doing it to warn you about something or to be mindful or something, then you just really got to have that spirit of discernment to know whether it's gossip or whether they're truly giving me a warning about something or, you know, want me to know something. You know, it takes work. This walk we're on, this faith walk we're on, it's work. You know, that's why there is none out here. Nobody, that's why God's word cuts like a double-edged sword. You know, these words that come out of God that we are reading in our minds, and then we're able to transfer what's in our mind through this voice box that we have in our throat, and then it comes across our tongue. You see, while it's in your mind, you can still take the word back. When it's even in your voice box, you can still say, oh, excuse me, I didn't mean that. But once those words come across that tongue and it mixes up with that air and comes across that tongue and releases itself into an audible sound where other people can hear it, that's when you can't take your word back. And it's either going to cut somebody, or it's going to grow somebody, or it's going to kill somebody. So that's why you have to be mindful. And in Scripture it does say, be let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. That's 1 Peter 4:15. You see, these words are all in these scriptures. It's called busybody, talebearers. If you look at Proverbs 11:13, there's talebearers. You look at Proverbs 21:28, false witness. Proverbs 16:28, a perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates close friends. That's why if you want to know anything about gossip, anything, just get in God's word. Or just go, you know, just feel free, go on the internet and get into Bible Hub study or Bible.com. There's a lot of great information ready available to you at your fingertips that will grow you, that will guide you, that will show you the way. And the word, and what we are here to do, the power of God's word is to show us the error in our way. That's what God's word does. And that's why religion gets so you know, excuse my language, gets so jacked up and we fall away from Christ, because the Christ doesn't fit man. Man has to conform himself to Christ. But that's why they have the Mormons out there. That's why they have the Muslims out there. That's why they have Catholicism out there. That's why they have all these other sources of belief systems that are not going to line up and are not going to get you into heaven. There's only one way in through to the Father, and that is through the Son, Jesus Christ. You got the best, baby. You don't need nothing else. I think I said that last week as well. So that's why gossip should not even be a part of a child of God's makeup. And if it does come creep up into you, because, you know, the natural man been on the throne for a long time until we got saved by God's grace and allowing the spirit man to come up and take the throne, but it's a constant battle between the spirit and the natural man. That natural man that used to gossip and backbite and lie and cheat and steal and smoke and do all these things that the body is so used to for, 10, 15, 20, 30 years or more. Who knows when we all got saved? But when we do that, then the old nature, you do away with that, and the new man steps on the throne and you walk in God's spirit, in the spirit of the Lord and his grace and mercy, to know that you don't have to even entertain those thoughts anymore. If someone comes up to you talking all crazy or about people, I have an elevator statement. I'm sorry, my brother, but I have a zero tolerance for foolishness. That's what I say when it comes into that. I can feel that gossip stuff coming on. I say, excuse me, my brother, I got something else I need to do. Or I just try to exit my way out of that conversation, because I don't want to get caught up and start laughing or start joking or, you know, even start, you know, talking about myself. I don't have time for that. There's bigger and better things out there to do than to talk about people. Okay? So I'm glad you shared with that doctor about the gossip and about being a victim. I'm also a victim of that as well, and it's just by default, because when you're confident in being a child of God, you're going to be a victim. Mm-hmm. If they did it to Jesus, surely they're going to do it to his children of God.
Amen.
By default. And he didn't do nothing wrong. He didn't lie, didn't cheat, didn't steal, didn't gossip, didn't wrath, no malice, no nothing. Nothing. But yet, he had to pay the price for us to live eternally with him. And I thank God for Jesus Christ, man. I mean, there's nothing more in the world that, you know, I can speak 24/7 about and gossip about the Gospels. That's what I love gossiping about. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
But now I would like to move our little, our time frame, if I have about, I think about 10, 15 more minutes, into...
No, you got 25 minutes.
All right, great. Well, great. Well, if there's not any more questions about gossip, okay, because we know how to combat that now. We know who it is, we know what it is, we know where it is, we know when it comes up, when it reaches its ugly face, and then we know how to separate ourselves from that stuff. I just call it stuff, okay, because that's all it is. Now let's move right on in to wrath. And wrath is just simply extreme anger. We have to learn to control our anger. We have to learn how to know that malice. I'm moving into malice. Malice is simply an intention or desire to do evil. That's why the woman couldn't forgive that man for killing her daughter, because he maliciously went out of his way to kill her. So she couldn't forgive him. So two wrongs don't make a right. So she found the she had to pray and really just ask God, and he did it for her. He said, "Baby, don't worry. Just, you know, you're gonna see her again, and she's with me now." So he didn't do nothing but did her a favor, because now she's with the Father, absent from the body, immediately present with the Lord. So everyone's gonna die, but you don't want to die twice. You don't want to die the eternal death. You know, you don't want to be burning forever. You want to line up your life with the lifestyle of Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the only way. There is no other way except by believing and knowing the life of Jesus Christ, reading God's word, and letting that light shine out of you so that everyone will see it, and they'll know that you are a child of God. And they're going to know something different about you. And they're going to want to either want it, or they're going to rebuke you. They're going to want to be away from you because you're not like them. You're not of the world. You see, you're set apart. We're royalty. We are great kings and queens now, because the King of Kings gave us the right to the key of life. So I am a king. My wife and y'all, these other women on this phone are queens, okay? And I look at our children as young princes and princesses of God's kingdom. But we have to teach them and allow them to walk in it, because they don't know. They don't know. But let's move on to malice. Now, malice, an intention to desire to do evil. Now, who would want to do that? What child of God would want to just do evil, to just go out of their way to be intentional or desire to be vindictive, to be vengeful, to have revenge or evil intentions? You know, there's other adjectives for this word: animus, enmity, rancor. You see, wrongful intention, increasing the guilt of certain offenses, malice. In the scriptures, it says this in James 1:19-20. Know this, my beloved brothers: let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. That's right. Let's talk about malice a little bit. Malice is simply anger. Anger is something that people do that is, and it's uncontrollable. I have never seen controlled anger. Never. Anger is out of control because you do stuff, you can't think, you're hitting, you're punching walls, you're running your car into stuff, you're just anger. But let's take it one step further. There's animals on this planet. One of them that God made is his name backwards. It's called a dog, D-O-G, okay? A dog is the most faithful or the most, you know, man-friendly animal on this planet. That's why a lot of people have dogs, okay? A dog will wait for his master behind a door. If you close a door and the dog can't see his master on the other side of that door, that dog is going to wait at that door because he knows his master is on the other side of that door. That's how we are to be with God, like a dog. Knowing that that door doesn't open, I know God is behind that door, and he will open that door for me. Dog, that's just beautiful. But a dog will take it to the next step. A dog will let's say a dog will, you know, run around, eat food, jump, play, hang out with other dogs. But if that dog gets sick and gets rabies, then it becomes another form of anger. It becomes mad. Now, we all get mad, okay? But we're misusing that term, the definition of mad. The, you know, if you're mad about something, that means you are beyond anger. You know, to go mad is to go crazy. Like a dog, like a rabid dog. You know, I'm mad about that. He made me mad. Oh, I'm just mad today. What you mad for? Oh, I'm just mad because, you know, you're not really mad, because if you're really mad, you'll be slobbering on yourself. You'll be out of your mind. You'll be just like a madhouse, mad. Anger is something that's like malice. Anger is something that is out of control, but God doesn't want us to be anger. He wants us, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1. See, we have all the wisdom that we need in God's word. All of it, and I ain't going to say all of his wisdom is in there, but that Bible is our owner's manual that you can learn anything and everything you need to know about your finances, how to stay married, how to run your love life, how to raise your children, how to work on your job. Everything, every answer is in the Word. You just have to find it. You just have to ask God to show you and be patient and be faithful to know and to wait. That's where his word will show up and show out, because a scripture will take you to one scripture, then it'll even take you to another scripture. That's why there are 100 Bible verses about malice. And at the end of this or the show, I'll leave my email. I'll send you the link to this to these 100 verses. I mean, 100 scriptures. You know, we can just go on and on. God's word is so awesome like that, because that's how he does it. Because all God's word is inspired. It's been, breathed into a man's nostril for him to pin these things, write it in a letter. Because all the books of the Bible are simply letters, and that's what they are—love letters. God loves us so much that he left all these letters for us to read and to acknowledge and to obey. And in James, and it's in James 2:1 says, "My brothers, show no partiality as I hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory." If you want to learn how to just not gossip, start conforming your mind and praying to the Lord that, Lord, whenever you bring a gossip person in my path or in my way, Lord, just give me a way out, because he will always do that. No matter what the negative situation is, he will always give you a way out. You just have to know how to take it. Because when that person pauses in their speech, yeah, man, have you seen this girl? Man, this girl is looking fine. Yeah, and I wanted to talk to her. And then, hold it right there, my brother. I got to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll stop him in a minute and just, I'll do something just to break free. You got to break free of that, because you'll get caught up. You'll get sucked in.
Sucked in. You're
get
right.
Sucked in. And let me give you another. Kamita, correct me if I'm wrong on this. We went to church at West AME in Houston. And there's a gentleman who's from here, Monroe, where I live in Louisiana, and his mother passed away. And he came back up to Monroe to his funeral was on Saturday, and he attended Wesley, which we used to attend, and we immediately start loving on each other, but then we started asking questions about, well, how are the guys over there at West AME doing? And then we were gone a little bit, you see? And we had to get back because that's not what we are to do. But we were just concerned and just loved, and I just cared about those guys because we went to church with them for a long time. So we were just asking them, you know, I'm just getting some info, just following up with them, you know, just trying to get some information. So I'll know, so if I visit the church, I'll know exactly how to conduct myself, you see. But, you know, there's things that you have to know, especially among children of God, because we'll get caught up ourselves in that gossip undertone, okay? And then once you start gossiping, like our doctor, well, not like I said, our doctor did on Facebook, but like someone did to her on Facebook, okay, and then she responded back, what do you think happened? She got another response back, and now he was angry. You see how that thing turned? It turned from gossip, something that wasn't true, into a little wrath, a little malice, and then you got anger in there, and then you'll have some other stuff going on, which is not of God, and it's not going to do anything good to nobody. No one. So if there's anyone, you know, on the line tonight that has been a victim of, we're talking about gossip here tonight. We're talking about malice, where you've been, you know, I mean, some things you do, and you do it because, oh, Lord Jesus, you're just caught up, you know, in the moment. And you sometimes come out of yourself. We as Christians do. We revert back to our old way because we're comfortable with that way. And we'll end up cussing somebody out. We'll end up, you know, saying something that we didn't mean to say. End up flipping somebody off because they cut you off in your car. Or, you know, these things that we're so used to doing. You see, we sort of revert back, you know, because, I'm comfortable. Let me go back. But God wants us to say, no, don't go back. Don't look back and get turned into that pillar of salt. Look ahead. Do you. Stay focused on me.
Amen.
I got you. God is your redeemer. God is your leader. God is your all in all. He's your savior. He's your sanctifier. He's everything to us.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to share tonight. I like everything that you had made mention concerning the situations with how it ignites, and how gossip ignites, how malice ignites, how slander, how all of this ignites. And it brought me to this verse in James chapter 3. And we're familiar with chapter 3. And for those of you who are listening tonight who may not be familiar with it, write it down and get yourself familiar with this chapter in the book of James. And I just want to read verse 2. And I love the way it says in this particular translation. Now, this is a contemporary English translation, but the meaning is the same. Just familiarize yourself with it. And it says this, verse 2, all of us do many wrong things. But if you can control your tongue, you are mature and able to control your whole body.
Amen.
By putting a bit into the mouth of a horse, we can turn the horse in different directions. It takes a strong wind to move a large sailing ship. But the captain uses only a small rudder to make it go in any direction. Our tongues are small, too, and yet they brag about big things. It takes only a spark. Now, this is what I was talking about, that ignites. it takes only a spark to start a forest fire. The tongue is like a spark. It is an evil power. No, it is an evil power that dirties the rest of the body and sets the person's entire life on fire with flames that come from hell itself.
You are so right.
I just wanted to share that because it talks about how you talked about how gossip and malice and all of these negative things, conversation or words, become a match or a cigarette lighter, if you will, and it will set a fire. And then it will just burn the whole forest down. And we had forest fires a couple years back, and it destroyed miles of home. And now the trees along the highway no longer look beautiful. It looks dead and black and desolate. And that's how words make us when they are said in a negative way. And they don't glorify the Lord, but they kill the person. We become dead, dry, and desolate. So I just wanted to share that. That was very impactful because of being an ignite. And if you can just envision someone or a cigarette lighter being flicked or a match being thrown out of the car and it just starts the forest fire.
Double O, double O, double seven.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why, like I said, that's why I have a zero tolerance for gossip. I have a zero tolerance for anger. I'm not wasting my time, wasting energy getting mad. Because if you look at when you get mad, you got a frown on your face. And it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So that's why any of these negative things, my dad was a big component about being positive all the time, just staying positive, staying in God's word, staying positive, and rebuking anything negative with something positive. That's how you fight that negative stuff. And then just stay focused on God's word by putting off anger and hostility. This anger, the wrath, the gossip, the malice, all these things that are in this, the bitterness. You know, this is where Paul was saying in his word, Timothy, okay? If you go to 2 Timothy, it says there that, excuse me, I could get a drink of water here when you're talking, it sort of, in 2 Timothy 3, 1 and 5, 2 Timothy 3, 1 first verse through the fifth, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. And then it says, avoid such people. Just got to avoid them. That's the key to gossip and all the wrath, malice, and all that craziness. Just avoid it. It's hard, though, you know, because some of these guys are your friends, they're your family members, and you just got to meet them with love. And show them with your tongue, with your mouth, with the words, with God's words that's in your heart, that God says, don't fall for that. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Okay? Don't learn to be idlers going about from house to house. But also don't gossip and don't be busybodies. you know. So I would have, you know, and don't let these things, you know, allow you to be slanderous, talking about people and slandering their name, you know, an action or crime or making a false spoken statement damaging to a person's reputation. We're all guilty of that. I've done it. I talk bad about my boss, about other people. I mean, I know I have, but I don't do it anymore because because when you do that and it gets back to that person, then, you know, then you're going to have some friction. You're going to have some friction. Now, if you didn't know, that's where you have to ask God of forgiveness of sins of omission and commission, sins that I knowingly done and sins that I did not know I done. Because you talk about people all the time. We do. But you don't know if you're talking to someone and you're hurting them. You don't know if you're talking to someone and they might be what you're talking about. You know, I mean, we all have choices here, and you don't want to be saying something negative or, you know, and it's really hurting that person. That's why you have to forgive of omission and commission, committed sins and omitted sins. You have to tell God to forgive me. I did not know I was saying some jacked up stuff about that person. Or, forgive me, Lord, I know I was saying something jacked up about them, and I don't want to do that no more. So don't let me put my mindset in that situation. Keep my mind free and clean of these negative thoughts. Don't allow me to slander someone else's name, tell lies, or speak sully about someone's reputation, or smear them, or cast them, or spread them, scandal about them, or tarnish, or taint, or any of these things. You know what? When I see these words and I use these words, boy, you know, Satan has a whole bunch of negative words out there ready for you, and they start, and it all starts with profanity. It starts with profanity, you know, because when we grow up, we always say, "Oh, I can't wait till I can learn to cuss." But when you're using these terms, and that's why my dad always told me, if you're going to speak, if you want to be a great speaker, you don't have to use any profanity whatsoever to make effective communication. And that's why I had to do away with all those terms that I grew up with in the military that I was using on a regular. I had to do away with them. I had to do away with a lot of things when I left the military, but those things weren't good for me. And you have to know what's good for you. And you will know, because things that aren't good for you don't work and they don't fit. And you can't put on two suits and think that suit on top is going to look nice and tight.
2 minutes.
You can't. You got to do away with the old man and walk around in the spiritual suit. Because that old natural suit is just not going to fit. I mean, it's going to fit, but it's not going to look right when you got your spiritual suit on top of that. They're going to know you wearing two suits. Oh, you're supposed to be a child of God, huh? Oh, but I see you still got some of that dirt under you. I see you got another coat on under that.
1 minute.
You got to share that coat, okay? So, now, what we did tonight was awesome. I am just, you know, because God's word is not only cutting y'all, it's cutting me too. And that's what it's supposed to do, because the word, Proverbs 27:10, God's word is like a double-edged sword. Not only does it cut the person that's delivering it, but it's cutting the person that's receiving it as well. So I hope and pray that our words tonight have cut you in a wonderful way, so that you can grow from that, put a little Band-Aid on that little wound, and tell God that, hey, Lord, heal in the name of Jesus, and he will.
Remember the words that we have. I love you, I love you, I love you. Until the next time, God bless you. And may God keep you. I love you, Holy Father, for all that you've done for us. I thank you for everything. You blessed my house. You made a true believer. I thank you, Father.